Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 14th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is I Work for iOS and Mac. Pages, Keynote, and Numbers, version 4.1, adds the ability to record, edit, and play audio directly in documents from iPhone and iPad. Pages for iOS gains smart annotation improvements for Apple Pencil. Keynote for iOS adds image and movie exporting for presentations, and Numbers for iOS gains new template categories. On the Mac, Pages gains the ability to use color and images as backgrounds in page layout documents. Keynote receives new editable shapes, and Numbers adds new rounded corner columns and bars. In the AirPlay 2 space, Libretone has announced that two of its speakers will work with Apple's new wireless streaming technology starting in September. Both the Zip and the Zip Mini will receive a free update in 3 months to add AirPlay 2 connectivity. This will let you control music playback from Siri or AirPlay 2 apps, and multi-room audio support means syncing audio playback with HomePods and other AirPlay 2 speakers. Both speakers are also portable and feature 10 hours of battery life, with Bluetooth connectivity available when away from home, and prices range from $249 to $299. Libretone joins HomePod, Apple TV connected speakers, and Sonos as the first AirPlay 2 speakers to ship support this year so far. And Apple may be planning to buy its first feature film, according to Bloomberg, who says the company is in talks with the Irish animation studio Cartoon Saloon to produce an animated movie for Apple. No deal has been signed yet, but this would mark the first movie to join Apple's growing catalog of TV shows currently in development for an unannounced Netflix competitor, expected to debut between this fall and next fall. And also on the site today, Jeff Benjamin has published his top 5 iOS 12 features video. It runs just 3 minutes long compared to the half-hour long 100-plus feature video published last week, and takes a closer look at 5 top features included in iOS 12. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily, an Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.